Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our broadcast, Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Alhamdulillah. Now we'll open up with prayer. I'll say Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, dear believers. Assalamu alaikum. This is our second day, maybe it might be our third day of Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. The show is dedicated to Sister Claire Muhammad School, actually Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. If you go to Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com, you'll see our website. STEM is STEM. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. So the Sister Claire Muhammad School that we are building will be dedicated to STEM education for our children, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So we call it Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. So if you get an opportunity, call me. Let me give you my personal phone number, and I welcome calls and I welcome discussion about what we're doing. My name is Amin Yasir Muhammad. I wrote a book called Afrocentricity Minus Al-Islam Cheat, and that kind of put me on the map because I sold the book our community, and our community loved it. They're always asking me, when is the book coming back out again? It's coming out soon. It's going to be out soon. Afrocentricity Minus Al-Islam Cheat. But in the meantime, here's my phone number, and spread the word and give my phone number to whoever you want. Call me and let's get this job done. Allah got it work for us. It's area code 213-925-8771. That's area code 213-925-8771. Now, I gave a couple believers the phone number to our Blog Talk Radio show, which is 515-602-9665. So write those two numbers. The last one, the 213-925-8771, is my personal number. Call, give it to anybody that you want. If they ask, give it to them, because we got work to do, and we don't have time to communicate, because we have to build this school for our children. Our children are a lot of the Muslim children are going to public school. They're going to public elementary schools. They're going to public middle schools and public high schools. And frankly, our children are in hell in them schools because they do and say anything. Overall, children are innocent and, you know, they behave, but it's too much of the culture of death. Pope John Paul called it the culture of death when they talk about murder, they talk about drug dealing, they talk about prostitution, gang banging and everything. They got all these records out, and the kids bring that to school. And some of our children who want to be scholars and intellectual and become educated and everything is bothered by a lot of the kids who want to be thugs. So we want to get our kids to come to the masjid, come to Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah on 5450 South Crenshaw on weekends. In other words, we are creating right now a weekend school, a weekend school, Sister Claire Muhammad School, or actually Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, and to invite these children, invite their parents and these children who are in public school, most of them in charter schools, to come to the masjid on Saturday and Sunday for approximately 5 hours or so. So we could talk to them, we could teach them some life skills, we could teach them some Arabic, some Arabia, learn, teach them how to read the Arabic, talk about STEM, why it's important to have a STEM education as opposed to the education that they're getting. So we got work to do. And our radio show, Muslim West Coast News and Information Show, is dedicated to that cause of helping the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School come about. And so spread the word and see if you can listen in every day to the Muslim West Coast News and Information show, you know. Alhamdulillah. Now, how did I learn STEM? I learned STEM when I was processing into the Nation of Islam in like 1974, 1975, when the lieutenant told us who were going to college, I was going to school at the time, he said, you brothers and sisters who are going to school, make sure that you're studying the right subjects. And we asked him, why is that important? Because some subjects transcend borders and some don't. He said, well, what does that mean? Mathematics is the same mathematics in Saudi Arabia, or the same mathematics in China or Russia, or the same mathematics in Los Angeles or Watts or Compton. The mathematics transcend borders. A person who is good at math could go to Russia and get those same numbers, or China, get those same numbers and manipulate. And incidentally, we should teach our children the timetables up to 20, not so much 12, like we, you know, 12, you know what I mean? 12 times 12, 144, you know, but, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, incident, you know. So by the time our children are 10 years old, they should be able to go from memory and recite the timetables chart up to 20, like 20 times 20 is 400, you know, 20 times 19 is 380, you know what I mean? And 20 times 17 is, what, 340. So that's one of the things we'll do. So biology, he said, the lieutenant at the time, said, biology transcends borders. If you're a biologist, you could go to Mexico and be a biologist. You could go to Russia and be the biologist. You could go to China and be a biologist. You could go to Watts, go to Compton, be a biologist. Chemistry, same thing. If you're a chemist, that chemistry could go all over the world. Physics, that physics could go all over the world. So these are the core courses that we want to teach our children: mathematics, biology, chemistry, and physics, and computer science, how to program computers. We want to step it up some. This is the time. And we have a little written communication that we call Universal Rebirth and Al-Islam. It's called Universal Rebirth and Al-Islam: Science, Technology, Engineering, Math, Now and the Future of Our People. We want to have a conference called Universal STEM Research and Al-Islam: Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, Now and in the Future of Our People, because the STEM is very important, alhamdulillah. So if you got any questions, you want to ask me any questions, press 1 on your phone, and it will, raise your hand, and I could bring you into the queue if you got questions, if you want to say something. You know, whatever you want to do, all praises be to Allah. Let's see what we got going here now in the studio. Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes. So if you want to say something, if you want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone, and I will see you, and I'll bring you in, and you can ask your question on the air in front of everybody. And if you have a question that you want to know something or learn something, if I don't know the answer, other people will know the answer. All praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So why is it important for STEM? tell you a story. In World War II, hold it for 1 second. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Someone just called me. If someone could press one on your phone just to know that I'm being heard, I'm not going to bring you in, but just press one on your phone to let me know that I'm being heard, because sometimes the Blog Talk Radio messes up. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, you could press one again and go back out. Okay, thank you. Now press one again and go back out, and that way, if you want to say something at a later time, I know you want to say something. But thank you. I saw your hands go up, and so it shows me that people are coming in on the line. Spread the word. Let people know that we have a Muslim West Coast news and information show that comes on every day at 6 o'clock. We want to make it at 6 so Brother Sami could make – so we could make the prayer together. And also Brother Sami could do the the commentary. So we want to do it at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Make sure that what we're doing doesn't interfere with the prayer that Brother Ayman established, because that is the most important thing in the history of the world. That's the most important thing, the prayer. We got to get our prayer out of the way, you know what I mean, and do it on time. So let's schedule the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show to 6 o'clock. Make sure that Brother Sami can lead the prayer and do his commentary and ask the questions. And we'll come on at 6. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. So let me tell you about STEM. Why STEM is important. STEM is important because during World War II, America defeated Japan and Germany. What they did was they dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But what happened was Japan had been a STEM culture. In other words, the Japanese people had studied math, science, engineering, and math, STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. They had taught their children chemistry and biology and physics and a lot of mathematics. So the Japanese people were a very learned people, was a very educated people. And America, let me explain how America felt threatened by Japan, because Japan was, like I say, a very educated culture and a very educated nation. And they were, actually Japan was making moves on other parts of Asia. They were kind of like attacking here and attacking there, because they were a very educated, technological, mathematical country. So Roosevelt at the time wanted to commit to having Americans fight the wars overseas, fight the wars in not only in Asia and in what they call the Pacific theater, but also in Europe, when Germany was doing his thing and attacking Poland and Czechoslovakia and all that. But Americans did not want our boys, our men, to be in these wars. America was a passive nation, so Roosevelt couldn't convince the American people to let's go and get into the war, because the Europeans, like England and France, wanted us to get into the war because we was big, 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 bad America. And we had got into the war during World War One and everything, and the American people didn't want us in those wars either. But in World War Two, Roosevelt was trying to get us into the war, and the American people said, no, 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 no. We don't want to be involved. So what they did was what Roosevelt did, this is Franklin Delano Roosevelt,
he created the flying tigers. The flying tigers. The flying tigers fly the flag of China. The flying tigers was American pilots under the guise or under the description of China. And they had like Chinese markings on the plane. These Americans now, about 200 of them. They had 200 planes, and they were going into Japan and bombing Japanese installations. This was in like 1940, right before Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was December 7th, you know, 1941. But about 18 months or 2 years before that, America was flying missions against the Japanese, going into Japan and blowing up their planes, blowing up their installations, blowing up their infrastructure and things. So at one point, the Japanese got tired of it, and they went and said, "Okay, we got to retaliate. These Americans have had these flying tigers acting like they're Chinese and bombing us. We got to retaliate. We got to just, you know, we ain't no sissies and punks. We got to do something." So they attacked Pearl Harbor. And then Roosevelt, December 8th, got up in Congress. Google it. Google Roosevelt in Congress, December 8th, 1941. He got up and he lied. And he said that America was attacked, like it was a sneak attack on America. And it was unprovoked. We don't know why the Japanese attacked us like that, but he was lying. They did know. They had the flying tigers going into Japan, bombing their facilities, their infrastructure, their planes, and everything. But 18 months or 2 years before, Google it. So he was lying. And you know, and we need to declare war on Japan. So America. You know, the American Congress declared war on the Japanese, and that way they started drafting. They drafted my daddy, and they drafted my uncles and everything during World War II, and a whole lot of other people. They finally got them into the war, and so America is now fighting against the Japanese. Right, right. But that's how it started. Now, what about Japan now? 3 years or 4 years into the war, they dropped a bomb on Hiroshima in Japan, Hiroshima, and they dropped a bomb on Nagasaki, just burning up those Japanese people after they lied and it got us into the war and lied and everything, attacking those people. They ended the war by attacking Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, and that was the end of the war in the East with Japan. Now, why am I saying this? Remember, Japan was a technological, mathematical, scientific nation. So by 1945, in other words, Japan was a STEM nation, science, technology, engineering, math. So they started out in 1945. By 1960, look it up. Google what I'm saying. Let's talk about it. You know, let's talk about it tomorrow. Just bring in some evidence. I'm going to show you. By 1960, Japan was the second or third leading economy in the world. Japan, even though they were bombed in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan was the second or third leading economy in the world. They were starting to produce the Honda cars and the Toyota cars. They had all kind of TV sets in the early days. To have a Japanese TV set was a heck of a thing. You know it was going to be a good TV, even though when they first start out, they say if it's made in Japan, people used to laugh. But over the years, from 1945, when they were defeated and they got a hold to the Marshall Plan, Japanese developed these. In other words, they were very bright. My point is they were very bright and industrial, educated people. It was a STEM nation. This is what we're trying to do with science, technology, engineering, and math. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, we want to put this mathematics, into our children, and this science of the physics, the chemistry, the biology into our children early while they're young. Bring them up into it, you see? So by 1960, look it up. It's called in history. Look up in Google the Japanese miracle. Look up the Japanese miracle. You guys do your homework now because I'm a teacher. You know, I'll give you some homework. The Japanese miracle and read it. And you'll see from 1945 to 1960, it took them 15 years for Japan to be the second or third leading economy. Of course, America was the leading economy, you know, the first, number one. But Japan was number two and number three. Look it up. The Japanese miracle, okay? Why am I saying this? Because Japan was a STEM nation, and even though they were bombed to smithereens, they had so many people in their society who had this education. They were able to bounce back quickly. And so even though they were bombed to smithereens in 1945, by 1960, they were the second or third leading economy in the world, bigger than Japan, bigger than France, bigger than Russia. But not bigger than us, but bigger than any nation. They were second or third. Look it up, the Japanese miracle, because they were a STEM nation. They, even though they were bombed in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they were able to bounce back. They were resilient because they had all that good learning. You know, they had taught their children math and science, you see? All right, praise be to Allah. So this is what we want to do here with Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Not only a Sister Claire Muhammad school, we want a Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school. We want to emphasize mathematics, chemistry, biology, physics, and computer science, how to program computers, how to learn about these computer languages like C++ and a whole lot of languages, alhamdulillah. Now, all right, let's switch over to Germany. Germany was defeated also. Germany was defeated in World War II also, but Germany was a STEM nation too. Germany taught their children math, science, engineering, you know what I mean? You know, they were a STEM nation to the extent that in 1945, when the war was over, the Americans instituted a plan called Operation Paperclip. Now, I'm a teacher. Do your homework. Write this down. Operation Paperclip. Google Operation Paperclip. And also Google the Flying Tigers and verify what I'm saying is the truth. You'll see. Google Flying Tigers. Chenault. Chenault was the leader of this group. It was a white boy named Chenault who was married to an Asian woman. He spelled Chenault C-H-E-N-A-U-L-T, and read about the Flying Tiger. And you'll come back tomorrow and say, Muhammad was telling the truth. The Flying Tigers were a group of hundreds of flyers going into Japan, bombing up Japan, and provoked Japan into retaliating. And then once Japan retaliated, they accused the Japanese of a sneak attack, which was a lie. A big lie. That's going to show you how them devils get together, you know what I mean, and do stuff like that. So look up Flying Tigers, look up Chenault, you know, look up Roosevelt's speech, you know what I mean. This is going to be, he said, this is going to go down as the day of infamy, la, 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 la. And then read about 4 years later how the Americans then bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki and bombed those children, bombed those innocent. In other words, in wartime, you're supposed to attack, and it's al-Islam. You attack soldiers. You don't attack civilians. You don't attack old people and children. But America attacked Hiroshima and Nagasaki and killed up a whole lot of children, burn them up to where they were having miscarriages, and that stuff was in their DNA two, three generations because those nuclear elements and everything was all in their body. And even though some of those Japanese lived and they had children, some of them, those children had birth defects because of the atomic elements all in their body. Read about it. Verify it. Look up what I'm saying, flying tigers, you could see. Okay, back to Germany now. So Germany was defeated. They didn't drop a bomb on Germany. They didn't drop a bomb on the White Court, you know. But what they did was they recruited scientists, PhDs, doctors from Germany to come to America under Operation Paperclip. I'm a teacher. I'll give you some homework. Operation Paperclip. Write it down. Operation Paperclip. You'll see that they brought to America 1,600 scientists, according to Google, to come to America. Why? Because the Germans were experimenting before they were defeated with the V-2 rockets. They were experimented with rocketry and shooting rockets from like Germany to England and Germany to France and Germany to Spain and Germany to Africa, wherever. These scientists were experimenting with that. And they were the leading rocketry people, like rockets. They were the leading rocket scientists of the world, the Germans. So America said, we're at it was a Cold War with the Russians. It was a situation where they were competing with Russians to see who was going to be the first one to go to space. So they needed those German rocket engineers to come to Mexico. So they brought them under a secret program called Operation. And so by, you know, they worked it, and this German came over here. He was a Nazi, but his name was Werner von Braun, and he was the head over the space program here. Another German, they came. He was over NASA. NASA is our National Aeronautics and Space Administration. So those Germans were all over the space program, and it worked. By 1969, what happened? America had a man on the moon because of those Germans. And American ingenuity, too. Now, you know, America had, but what they did was America knew they needed the brain. They needed people who had years of experience and had studied STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and chemistry and biology. And them Germans was the ones. So they brought them over here. And by 1969, America was walking on the moon and left Russia behind. Why is it so important to be on the moon? Because if you're on the moon and you could create a nuclear bomb or something, and you could shoot it off of the moon and hit some places, you know, in the world. So they were saying, we need to be the first. Remember Kennedy said, we'll have a man on the moon, la, 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 because they were in a space thing with the Russians. But we won. America won. Thank goodness to those German doctors and scientists and PhDs and everything, too, under the Operation Paperclip. Why am I saying all this? Because this is what we want. This is evidence that STEM for our children is most important. Not that we want to do stuff like if we educate our children are going to be mean Nazis and they're going to be the type of people who attack people and take their stuff like the Japanese and the Germans. No, because we got Alice Lau. We're taught to love humanity, love Allah's creation, to help people, to be of benefit to people, to be productive. We don't just take people like the Germans or the Japanese, you know what I mean? No, but we do know we can't be left behind. And we can see it's too many of our people sleeping on the street, sleeping all, you know, in tents. Right here in Hollywood. I'm in Hollywood Boulevard because I'm looking over some business opportunities. But sleeping in the streets, you know. So our children need a good education. Education is a STEM education. Alhamdulillah. And this is what we want to do with Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Now look, here's some more homework. I'm a teacher. Look up www.SisterClaraMuhammadSTEMSchool. Clara, C-L-A-R, C-L-A-R-A, Mohammed, M-O-H-M-M-E-D, not the M-U-H. Look that up, Sister Claire Mohammed STEM School. The STEM is S-T-E-M, standing for Science, Technology, Engineering, Math. And forgive me for being repetitive, but like I said, I'm a teacher, and I got to repeat sometimes with students. Sometimes you got to say things over and over and over for them to get it. So press one on your phone. If you got some comments, if you want to add to what we're talking about, if you want to agree with what we're talking about, you know, I know you can't disagree because I know I'm right. I'm right. Allah says I'm right. Abraham in the Holy Quran say I'm right. So press one on your phone, and I'll bring you to Q, and you could express yourself or ask a question or make a comment. Remember, we're going to be on every 6 o'clock. Spread the word. Let people know about the numbers to get in, 515-602-9665, and give them my number, my personal number. And let's spread the word and keep this up. We'll be on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Inshallah, the next day at 6 o'clock, we'll make sure that Sami has adequate time to make the prayer, lead the prayer for us so we get our prayer in, and he makes his commentary, and then we'll come on with our Muslim West Coast news and information show, you know, dedicated to the Claire Mohammed STEM School.com. So if anybody got something to say, press one on your phone. I'll see it. I'll bring it to you. You might want to just, you know, press one on your phone and introduce yourself. You tell us about yourself, because when I sent out the little notices, I said we could talk about anything and we talk about it. I don't want to stymie anybody. I don't want to say you can't talk about that and we won't talk about it. You could talk about anything under Allah's creation. You could talk about it. You could mention anything. You want to bring it up, any type of idea, any type of situation, whatever it is, you could talk about it on this show. And we're going to get more and more people to listen, and we're going to try to solve why West Coast, because, you know, we call it the Muslim West Coast news and information, because the East Coast is already developed. They've had mosques and masjids back in New York and Philadelphia and Chicago for many years. It's out here in L.A., we don't have a Claire Mohammed School. We don't even have businesses here in Los Angeles. So if somebody wants to buy some bean soup, I only know two places to buy bean soup over there on West Boulevard. And that's another thing. Tell people that if they have a business, they could come and for a fee, we'll advertise their business on the Muslim West Coast News and Information show. You know, like the brothers from the nation who sell the bean pie. I love their bean pies. I go in there and I buy a couple of bean pies, the bigger, you know. But that's the only place that we could actually buy some bean soup. None of the people under the Imam Muhammad or the so-called Sunnah have a business, so we could take our family and eat fish sandwiches and whatever, hamburgers, you know. So it's a bad situation here. You know, one brother says because of the weak leadership. The leadership has not been talking it up and encouraging people to open businesses and open schools. We have Isla Academy, you know, Isla on Slauson, run by Jihad Safir. He's doing a great job teaching them Arabic, but it's not a STEM school. It's not dedicated to science, technology, engineering, and math. But Sister Claire Mohammed School will not only have the Arabic, but science, technology, engineering, math, which is very important. So that's the reason why we have the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. For that reason, because it's kind of bad here. So we're not going to broadcast too long, maybe another 10 minutes. So if somebody wants to say something or ask a question, press one on your phone, and I'll bring you in. You know, alhamdulillah, you can say what you want to say. But I hope I got the information over, and I hope that you have your assignment. I hope that you tell people about the show, give them the telephone numbers, invite your
relatives and your friends and believers and invite Christians or whatever. Because what we're going to do, we're going to talk about some of the same things that I talked about today. My name is Amin Muhammad, and take my number, 213-925-8771. Or you could go to AminYasirMuhammad@gmail.com and send me an email. Amin Yasir, Y-A-S-I-R, Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, at gmail.com. But call me on the phone if you want, 213-925-8771. It'd be good if you call me, because that way I'll have your telephone number and I can text you over stuff, information. So spread the word. You guys got your homework. Alhamdulillah. It's very important that we make our prayer on time, and that's a good thing, such a great thing to you make the Fajr prayer on time, and then also the Isha prayer, that Sami conducts the Isha prayer on time. It's given me such a good feeling to know that I got my prayers in on time, because sometimes I'd go home and I'd flop on the bed and I'd go to sleep and I'd wake up at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning and make my Isha prayer. Some people say, well, you got your prayer in, but some people say, well, that's not a good thing to get your prayer in on time. So, but I've been many a day. Come in time, go to sleep, and then wake up after midnight and make the prayer. But it's better to make the prayer in unison with the other believers. That's one thing. You know, let's all make the prayer together. And then you get it over with. And then also what you could do is you could make another prayer. You make the Hajjit prayer. The Hajjit, you get up and make your maybe 11 rakahs to Allah after midnight, you know, tahajjud prayer. So this is Islam. This is the Islamic light. Now, the same telephone number that you called in for this Muslim West Coast News and Information show, call the same number at 4 o'clock Western time. And it's another show that we have called Message of Concern. The Message of Concern is dedicated to educating the public about the harmful, detrimental, bad things when people worship a Caucasian God, a Caucasian man that they call Jesus or the Son of Jesus or Jesus or the Son of God, and have those crucifixes around their neck and have these pictures in their homes of the so-called Jesus. Well, that show, The Message of Concern, is dedicated to bringing out the facts in Scripture and the Bible and the Holy Quran to say that that is so wrong to worship a white man as God. And that's what they did. You know, they had us in slavery, and then we were free from slavery. And they said, well, y'all could go to church. So we went to church. And there was a great big old blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus staring down on us as God and confusing us and confusing our children, messing over our lives to the fact that so many of our people are not really happy with their own features. They want to look white. They want light eyes. They want blonde hair and everything. All that is because of the image that, you know, the Caucasian has put in the world as God or the Son of God. Also, the crucifix, where you see a Caucasian man on a cross, pitiful and being tortured and crucified, how has that image affected us as a people? How has that image on the cross where someone, his arms are nailed and his feet are nailed, how does that affect us? Imam Muhammad says that affects our productivity. If we have that image, that crucifix image in our brain, you know, it adds to our non-productivity. Because why? Because we associate
we were slaves. We know we had been brutalized. We know we had been crucified. We know that we had everything done to us in a negative way physically had been done to us. And also they mocked us and gave us all kind of just negative ideas, negative words and everything. So we identify with that crucified Christ. We identify with it because we thought that that was our hands nailed and our feet nailed, you see. So if that's in our psychology, if that is in our soul, if that is in our psychology, it adds to us being non-productive. It explains why our people find it so hard to open up even a fish market, any kind of market. It explains to us why so many people are unproductive, don't want to really do anything, you know. And our people will work. We'll work, but not enough of our people have that work spirit. And we believe that the images and stuff making us want to be white and straight hair and light skin and all that kind of stuff came from the fact that these Europeans got that from the Jews, you know, and they put that all over the world. So if you got any questions, any suggestions, we're going to end the show in about 2 minutes. So press 1 on your phone. I'll bring you to the queue, or you can come and introduce yourself. Say something if you want, only if you want. Alhamdulillah. My name is Amin Muhammad. My telephone number is 213-925-8771. And this is the Muslim West Coast News and Information Show. Every day, spread the word, let everybody know. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we're going to close out now. It's about a quarter till. We've been broadcasting for about 45 minutes. We're just starting off. As we grow, our broadcast may get longer and longer. We'll have more people in, ask a lot of questions, take a lot more time. But now, if somebody wants to say the prayer and you take close out the show in prayer, they can press 1 on the phone, and I give them opportunity to get blessings by saying the Al-Fatiha to Allah. Press 1 on your phone. No? Well, I'll do it then. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Istighfar Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Din Amsa Alihim, Gabriel Maktubi Alihim, Wala Dalin. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.